Hi, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy and the session on 20 C-sharp questions explained. My name is Jerry O'Brien. I'm joined by Paul Pardee, and we are iterating through 20 top questions that programmers ask on the C-sharp language. In this particular segment, we're going to take a look at number 15, how do I get the string value of an enum? This is rather an interesting question because when we stop and think about the purpose behind an enumeration in a programming language anyway is to take these potentially longer string values and convert them into numeric values, which makes them easier to use within the program itself. But somebody's specifically asking, that's great, I know that my enumerated values will be based on numbers when the code is actually used in the program, but what if I want to return what the string value of an enumeration is? What if I want to actually know what that is? And we've got two different methods that we can utilize to get that string value. One is basically called toString, which is, if you're familiar with the .NET framework, toString is used quite consistently in a lot of uses throughout converting something to a string value, whether it be a number, could be an integer value, could be what the name of a particular object is. So we're just going to convert it to string. But the enumeration also has one called .getName. So there's a method on the enum class that allows us to get the name itself. So we've got some code written that will show us how to use each one of those methods. We'll step out to Visual Studio and see how we can use those in code. So our enumeration that we have created here is one that might be quite familiar in a lot of code or applications that you're writing that deals with authentication methods within an application. And here we're talking about forms authentication, Windows authentication, or single sign-on. This might be something you would actually see in maybe a web application or perhaps a Windows desktop application. And how do we authenticate the user when they come into the application itself? So the enumeration is called auth method, and it has three values, one called forms with a value of one, one called Windows authentication with a value of two, and one called single sign-on with a value of three. These can represent just about anything you want to, but it's a standard enumeration where we've got text values, we've assigned numeric values to them. We didn't have to assign the numeric values because we know how enums function or enumerations function, that it will sequentially assign values to the enumerations themselves. But what we want to do is, within the enumeration itself, we typically return or deal with a numeric value. So because we have specified forms as one, that would be the value that would be returned from the enumeration if we ask for that specific enum type. And instead, what we want to do is return the actual string value of that specific enum itself. So the first method is using the getName method of the enum class. And this, I should maybe have reversed these and put the simpler one first using the toString and the more complicated one second. But we've got the more complicated one uncommented here in our code, so we'll use that one to step through and see what's taking place. First thing that we do is we create a new enumeration object. So auth method is the enumeration type, and we create a new one called auth, and we set it equal to the forms. So we're setting it equal to the first value. And that typically means that if we were to ask, auth, what is the value of auth, it would be returned as a 1. But we want the string value, we want the string representation. So we're going to create a new string variable called str, and to that we're going to assign it the value that gets returned from the getName method. Now the getName method is a little more complex than just a standard method to return the value back from the string. What we have to do is we have to pass it in a couple of values. So within the getName, I'll just hover my mouse cursor over the getName, and the text is a little bit small, but it requires two parameters, and is asking for an enum type, and it wants it as a type. So this is why we're using the type of keyword, and the type of will return the type of object that auth method is, in which this case it's an enum. And getName also requires an object with a value that says, what is it that you want to get the name of? So give me that specific enumeration value. And in this case, what it's essentially going to do is it's going to say, I know that my auth method is a type, so I will get the type of auth method, and I want to get the string representation of the value auth, so the variable that you declared that was assigned to a specific enumerated type within that enum. And this is why auth gets passed in here. We'll assign that to the string value, str, and then we'll simply output that to the console. Let's make sure it works by executing the code, see what our console application says. The string value is forms, and we know that indeed it is, right? So that's the string value that got returned because we passed it in auth. Auth was a type of auth method.forms from the enumeration, and so the getName returned that value for us. So that gives us the value that we were specifically looking for using the getName method. Now let's go ahead and comment out this code. And again, I'm a keyboard shortcut junkie, so Control-C comments out code, and Control-KC comments Control-KU uncomments. Mm-hmm. And oops, I still need to have str. Doesn't matter. I'll just simply use string str here and just declare a new variable. The reason I had to do that, I commented out my string str here. So this one is going to use the actual toString method. And so this one's much cleaner, much simpler. It's easier to use. We're saying the string variable str, I want to assign it to it. I want to assign the string value that comes from auth method.forms. .toString. And if I go ahead and execute that code, again, we output forms. So it's relatively simple from that perspective, right? I can change this forms to any one of the values that are in my enumeration. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, I can't do two things at once. I can't talk and type at the same time, apparently. And then if we execute this, we should get single sign-on, which comes back. So again, there's two different methods here. This one's relatively quick. It's simple. That's all there is to that one. That's all really we have to present to you is two possible methods, getNum or toString. And the getNum is a little more complex, a little more complicated in the code functionality that you add into it. And toString is the one that works really simple. It just comes back and gives us a string representation.
But you might use the getName method if you want to iterate through all the members of the enum so that you can get all the names back. So that would be a place that you would use that rather than having to type out each single member of that enum. You could actually do a loop and output each of the members mm-hmm. through the getName. And I think that's probably where you would use that more often. If you're just doing a one-off, the toString method is just as easy.
Yeah. And remember, a lot of the times, if you're the person who's created that enumeration, well, you're going to know what those string values are because you've created them. But it just could be useful in terms of you've been given maybe a class that contains an enumeration and you're not sure what those text values are. So you can iterate over code rather than inspecting the code and take a look at it from that perspective. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So two simple methods gets a string value for your enumeration.